Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And now to Texas, where in recent weeks, four Republicans who represent that state in Congress have announced they're retiring. Democrats are taking that as a sign that the deep red state might be turning purple, is it? Ashley Lopez is senior reporter at KUT News in Austin. Hi, Ashley.
Hey.
So those retiring include Representative Will Hurd, the only black Republican in the House, the only Republican in Texas with a border district. There's also Pete Olson, Michael Conaway, Kenny Marchant. How significant is this rash of retirements?
Well, it's a big chunk of Republicans. So, you know, if you look at how many have announced so far in the entire Republican delegation in Congress, this is almost like half are coming from Texas. So it's a sign to me that Republicans, you know, have like different calculus when they're considering to run, like something big is changing. Mm-hmm. And that might be different for, you know, different candidates, but there are, you know, some underlying things that are definitely a thread through all these retirements.
Well, people might remember that Will Hurd was the only Republican who, instead of, you know, really battering Robert Mueller at those hearings, asked him about national security. He elicited that line, "The Russians are interfering in our elections as we speak." Hurd seemed to, you know, even then be pulling away from the party line. He said if the Republican Party in Texas doesn't start looking like Texas, there won't be a Republican Party in Texas. Talk just briefly about him.
Well, he's definitely consistently been a moderate voice in the Republican Party here in Texas. You know, there aren't a lot only because, I mean, for a lot of reasons, but mostly because Republicans have been in power for a long time. You know, this is a deep red state, or has been for a very long time. And so Republicans have been able to sort of like walk the line of being really hardline conservatives. But, you know, Will Hurd has been in a swing district, you know, for the entirety of his tenure here, because that border district is very swingy. I mean, it's been in the crosshairs for the Democratic Party for years and years and years. And so, and he also has a lot of like relationships with Democrats. I mean, a good example is actually former Congressman Beto O'Rourke, who's now running for president. Like, that was, you know, they took like a, I remember like this like road trip through the country together, and they like, you know, FaceTime live that. So he has been consistently sort of a middle ground in Republican politics, which is very rare.
Well, and he ran that surprisingly close race to unseat Ted Cruz. Cruz ended up winning, but that's when everybody sat up straight and said, wait a minute, what happened here, a Democrat? By the way, there have been calls for Beto O'Rourke, especially when he's been so compassionate after the El Paso shooting. There have been calls for him to, hey, you know, drop out of the presidential race, stay and run for a seat in the state. What's your thoughts on that happening?
Yeah, it's funny because, like, you know, earlier in the year, he was, you know, there was, you know, everyone was like, quickly jump into the presidential race. I think there's a lot of frustration among Democrats that he didn't jump, you know, quicker into that race. And now that he's running for president and, you know, he's not doing as well as maybe a lot of people had predicted he would, you know, they're asking him to jump into what is now a crowded Texas Senate race. You know, I think Democrats smell blood in the water. And so there are a lot of, you know, good candidates jumping in to run against John Cornyn. And so if he'd be jumping from a presidential field, he'd also be jumping into another crowded field here in Texas. And I mean, it's important to remember he's been raising a lot of money, and donors are giving him money with the expectation that he runs for president. So that's a little harder to see happen. But who knows? I mean, I always say, like, you know, you never know what happens.
Right. Well, what exactly is happening in Texas that is changing up the state? Is it demographics, you know, more younger, more diverse people moving in? Is it people moving there from other parts of the country? Is it immigration? What is changing the state?
All of that. It's a lot of different demographic shifts happening all at once. One is, you know, Latinos are set to become the biggest population here by 2022. That is going to be a very important voting block. Right now, Latinos don't vote in high numbers, but, you know, who knows? That might not always be true. And, you know, that is a wide open electorate for any party to invest in.
Yeah,
and Democrats are taking that seriously. And then the suburbs are changing. This is a story of, you know, the whole country. But Texas has had immense population growth within the state and, you know, other states, people from other states moving here. And particularly these like fastest growing cities are in suburban counties here in Texas. And those suburban counties are turning blue very, very fast. And so that has changed the makeup of these congressional districts that were drawn almost 10 years ago.
Well, some are wondering if what the impact of the horrific attack in El Paso might be politically. Of course, that's not the first concern. The first concern is healing those people. We'll keep an eye on that. Ashley Lopez, senior reporter at KUT News in Austin, Texas. Thanks so much.
Thank you.